Pepe Frias leads it off in the third for Atlanta and fouls the first pitch into the lower seats off the right side. Strike one. Frias 0 for 2 last night. Rick Waits pitched a one-hitter against the Boston Red Sox today as Cleveland won that one 3-0. First shutout of the year. Foul ball again, same spot. The only hit off of Waits came in the sixth, a single by Jerry Remy. Winning run was batted in by Horace Speed. They had 47,000 fans for their opener, Cleveland. And Waits won it, of course. Mike Torres was the loser. 3-0 Indians over the Red Sox. Foul ball right straight back in the ground, back to the base of the stands. Texas beat Detroit. They finally started up there. Cold in Detroit again today, but they had 44,000 fans for their opener. And the Rangers won it 8-2. Fergie Jenkins, the winner, went the distance. Dave Rosema lost it for the Tigers. Johnny Grubb homered for the Rangers. And Steve Kemp hit one out for Detroit. 8-2, Texas wins that one over the Tigers. Ball low inside to Frias, and it's 1-2. Pitcher Larry McWilliams next, and then Jerry Royster. Astros lead it 2-0, top of the third. Kenny Forsh, right-hander, working on the right-handed batting Frias, and he hits one, a fly ball to left field to Jose Cruz. One out. Cruz had to move just a little bit to his left. The other afternoon game in the American League went 12 innings, with Minnesota scoring two runs in the 12th, winning it 3-1 over Oakland before 3,000 fans. Mike Marshall wanted it in relief, and Jim Todd lost it. Butch Weininger drove in the winning run. One home run, Mitchell Page hit it out for Oakland. 12-inning final, Minnesota 3, Oakland 1. Here's the pitcher, Larry McWilliams. Bats left-handed. One out and nobody on. Forsh's first pitch is too high. Kansas City leading Toronto at Kansas City tonight, 2-0 at the end of 2. And later, California will be at Seattle. So now you're updated on all the scores. One ball, no strikes. Forsh's pitch, and McWilliams took it, and he called strike, and it's 1-1. Burroughs walked to open the second. Forsh started out that inning a little bit wild, but he got out of it all right. Astros lead it 2-0. One ball and one strike on the Atlanta pitcher. Bouncer right back to the hill. Forsh runs it halfway to first. Flips it to Watson. Pitcher first, and McWilliams is out two away, and that'll bring up the top of the batting order, Jerry Royster. Royster opened the offense for Atlanta tonight with a fly ball to Cedeno in center. Royster, right-handed batter. Bob Horner sitting it out tonight with a little lame ankle that he sustained here last night on a play at first. Forsh's first pitch to Royster is a tapper up the third base side. Forsh has a good bounce, juggled, and still got him to retire the side. Close play at first base. A little bit of a juggling act there by Forsh, but he got it to Watson in time to beat Royster. We go to the bottom half of the third, and the Astros still lead the Braves by a score of 2-0. Now's a good time to get that old painting arm limbered up so you can give the house a new coat of cooked paint when the weather settles down, or you should at least check your workshop to see how you're fixed for brushes, thinner, all those items you can hardly do without during a summer of do-it-yourself jobs. And the place to get stocked up with the paint and decorating supplies you need is your Cook Paint Decorating Center. Stop by, say hello, and take a look at all the items he has on display. Just about anything you need to brighten and beautify your home. Cook Paint. See him soon.
The 1979 Astros Media Guide is now available to fans at only $3 a copy, including mailing. Send your check or money order to Media Guide, Post Office Box 288, Houston, Texas, 77001, and we'll put a copy in the return mail. Over 100 pages of Astros and Astrodome facts in this issue. A handy reference guide to all team and individual past performances in the 1979 Astros Media Guide. Only $3 a copy while they last. Post Office Box is 288, Houston, Texas.
Last half of the third inning at the Astrodome, Atlanta and the Astros, 2-0 Houston lead. And the finale of the series at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon. Dodgers will be coming in for a three-night game starting on Monday. Here's Reynolds now. He was batting when Poole was picked off first base by McWilliams to end the second inning. Sacrificed his first time to get Poole down to second base and then eventually scored on Cedeno's double. First pitch to Reynolds. High and inside, ball one. Reynolds, Cedeno, and Watson here in the bottom of the third. Left-hander's pitch to Reynolds, and Reynolds taps it right back to the mound on one bounce, and McWilliams on over to first base to Mike Lemon. There's one out. Here's Cedeno again. Cedeno ripped a scorcher by third base. It hung right on the AstroTurf all the way by the bag. That was with Poole on second and breaking to third. And picked up his first hit and his first RBI of the year. Cedeno, right-handed batter. Four hits for the Astros. The Braves still looking for their first hit off Kenny Forse. Cedeno on a high pitch. Wiggled around a little bit as if he might drop a bunt down on that one. That was a soft pitch by McWilliams, and it brought Royster charging in from third. He is deep back of the bag. One ball and no strikes. Outfield deep, and they're playing Cedeno to Poole. Here's McWilliams' pitch and a fly ball into right field. Gary Matthews right there for it. Didn't have to move much, and they're two away. Poole single and the double by Cedeno, and then the following base hit by Cabell got the two runs in. And then Poole dropped a little blooper down into center field in the second before he was picked up. So all the damage early off McWilliams. This is Tom Watson, who struck out his first time. And the first pitch to him is high outside, ball 1-1 and nothing. A defense Watson about the same as Cedeno. Deep and around the left side. Last half of the third, Houston 2, Atlanta nothing. And a call strike, a little off-speed pitch. Just below the belt on the inside corner, one ball and one strike. Two outs, Reynolds has tapped back to the mound, and Cedeno has fly to right. One ball, one strike pitch to Bob Watson. Fastball popped up, but it'll be into the crowd. Lum watching that one trail into the field seats out of play. And Watson behind on McWilliams. One ball and two strikes. Joe Niekro pitches tomorrow for the Astros. 2:05 will be the first pitch. Atlanta again. Rick Matula for the Braves. Larry McWilliams, ready to work on Watson again. He's up on him, one ball, two strikes, and a ground ball to the shortstop, Pepe Frias. And on to first base to Lum, and that retires the side. So we finish 3 in the second game of the series. Score, Houston 2, Atlanta nothing.